Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Here's something you need to realize right away. If you haven't, then you need to listen to this. You're on your own. No one owes you anything. Nobody's coming to save you. You're responsible for yourself. And yeah, your 9-to-5 doesn't care about you. So if you're from ages 18 to 35 years old, you need to be mature enough to avoid this mistake that 95% of people do in life. Where are they? People rely too much on their jobs as their sole source of income, and it's a big mistake that I myself used to make back then. So you want to work to create 5 streams of income as fast as you can. I know it's a daunting task, but you'll figure it out. Number 2 is you neglect your health. So you want to eat right, you want to work out 5 to 6 times a week, sleep at least 7 to 9 hours a night, because you only have one vehicle for your entire life. That's the one that you're using right now. So if it breaks down, there's no repair shop for it. So take care of your body. I used to sleep, I think, 3 to 4 hours in a day, and I would work 20 hours and slave away on my 9-to-5. And I probably look a lot older just because of those 7 to 9 years that I spent just slaving away my time to make money. So you shouldn't. Number 3 is, no matter how much you trust your closest friends and family, don't let anyone know everything about you. You want to stay as private as you can, especially when you're making moves, because a lot of people don't understand the moves that you're making because they don't see the vision. They don't see the things that you see, that you foresee right now, and that's why people won't believe you. So you don't want to be discouraged by that. So keep it private until it is permanent. Make sense? Next thing, number 4, blaming your parents. A lot of people do this. Most people do this. They blame their parents for their situation today. Oh, my parents were so poor, or my parents didn't give me the chance, or my mom did this, my dad did that, blah, da, 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 da. So you're making excuses for yourself using other people. You should learn to forgive them and take responsibility for your own life. Because again, nobody owes you anything. You don't owe anyone anything, to be honest. But of course, you respect your parents, right? But never blame your parents for where you are now. If you were born in that situation, it's not your fault, right? But if you die still in the same situation, then you probably didn't do anything about it. Number 5, don't wait for the right time. Right? There is no right time. You want to train yourself to take action, or else you'll delay your success for good. Don't waste your time thinking about when's the right time to start. Yesterday was the right time to start that business you wanted to start. The next best day to start is today. Third best day to start is tomorrow. Take your pick. It's up to you. Number 6, train yourself to never take criticism personally. And a lot of people, including myself, yours truly, took criticism personally a lot back in the day. Every time someone had a stiff or heavy criticism towards me, I took that personally. And to be honest, you shouldn't. People will always have opinions about you, and in truth, it's worth nothing. It's worth shit. Your mental health should come first before anyone else, not someone else's opinion. Don't forget that. A lot of people take criticism personally. Stop doing that. You don't need that. Moving on to the 7th one, which is to take zero advice from people who are not where you want to be in life. You want to own your life. I always say, every time I have a student that I work with, is that, who do you look up to right now, because that's where you want to be 5 years from now? That's most likely, or possibly, if you work really hard for it, your peak as well. It's like choosing your niche. When you're starting as a creator, right, you choose your niche, like, you know, you review certain types of toys. And you see someone who's already on the top of his game in your same lane. So check their peak. That could be your peak too. Or maybe a little further ahead of them. You don't want to take advice from people who have not experienced what you want to experience 5 years from now. Listen to the noise and disregard those that doesn't make sense, especially from those that haven't even done it yet. Number 8, never let self-help books and motivational guides drive you, always. You want to embrace consistency and discipline if you really want to get ahead in life. I mean, self-help books are good and all, and motivation guides, whether it be on social media or on the books that you read, is fine. But the thing is, if you don't take action, and if you're not consistent with your actions, I mean, no matter how many books you read or advices you take, and you don't put that into action, you're never, ever going anywhere. Number 9, never go broke trying to look rich. You want to get busy while you build, and to build yourself, not to impress people. You're building yourself for you, not to impress other people. Don't be busy trying to please other people, or what we call people pleasing, because it's a complete waste of your time. I mean, even if you impress 99 people, that one next person wouldn't be impressed, and you still, you know, fall for it, then the joke's on you. All right, number 10, never hope someone will ever come to save you from your problems. A lot of people are like this. Oh, okay, during the next elections, I'm sure the next president or the next politician will come make our lives better. You know, I've been through so many presidents already in my life, and nothing has really changed, to be honest, for myself. You shouldn't rely on someone else to save you from your problems. You put yourself in that situation, or you're already there in that situation when you had that problem. So it's up to you. Take yourself out of that problem for yourself. So you want to fight to win your own battles. You don't ask someone to fight your battles. It just does not make sense. Number 11, never lie to yourself. All right. If you lie to other people, well, that's up to you. But never lie to yourself. People always believe your excuses, but not you. Keep on making excuses for yourself. That's just giving you more excuse not to do things that you're supposed to do to make you reach whatever goals there is that you have. So don't lie to yourself. You know yourself more than anyone else. Don't ever lie to yourself, or else you'll just be building lies over yourself over time, and you'll stay there. Stuck. Number 12, never waste your time trying to win any petty argument, physically or online, in real life, just to prove a point to anyone for the sake of your mental health. I have a thing online wherein if someone's trying to prove my points wrong, and I say, okay, whatever, enjoy your winnings. I hope you have a better life after winning this argument that you made. Don't waste your time on those things. It's a complete waste of your time just thinking about coming up with a better argument with another person. There's no prize for winning an argument unless it's a competition. If you're on a debate, yeah, fine, sure. Number 13 is don't wait for opportunities to come to you. Be smart enough to create them. A lot of people wait for the opportunities to come to them. Instead, people who are successful create that opportunity for them. A lot of people see the problems in society, whatever is wrong with it. A few people, they see instead of a problem, not just a problem, but also an opportunity. Like even during the pandemic, right? During the lockdown period, a lot of people stayed at home. A lot of people also saw the opportunity with that as well, doing their own business, starting their own thing or what have you. So they make opportunities, or they make lemonades out of lemons that they have in life. So don't wait for any opportunity to come to you. It's like, you know, I think that's Juan Tamad, I think. He's just lying under an apple tree with his mouth open, waiting for the apple to fall down, to drop. Don't be that kind of person who's just waiting for that thing that you're seeing up there ready that you want to reach. Stand up, make an extra effort, and go get it. Simple as that. And lastly, never fear being rejected. A lot of people are afraid of rejections, right? Not just asking the girl of their dreams, their dream job. I always say this, that if you don't ask, the answer will always be a no. The word no is just a start of a constructive conversation. It could be a negotiation. That's why being able to negotiate is a life skill. Everyone should be able to negotiate anything. Even if, like, if you go to fast food and you're asking for that extra ketchup or for that extra piece or something that they say that you have to pay for, and negotiate over that, right? Just the simple things. Or just talking with your partner where you're supposed to eat, restaurant A or restaurant B. And you want to go to restaurant A, you want to prove your point, you go to restaurant A instead of B, right? You're always negotiating. So never fear being rejected, right? You can say whatever. It has to be what you want. You have to go for what you want. So don't be afraid to be rejected, because you'll end up old, you'll have a lot of regrets. reminding yourself all these things that you're on your own. No one owes you anything. Nobody's coming to save you. You're responsible for yourself. Your work doesn't care for you. If you're age 18 to 35, you want to avoid these pitfalls in your life just because all of these things, or most of these things put together, will just hold you back. You don't want these things to hold you back, right? You want to be free of all these things that are holding you back from becoming the person that you're supposed to be, or the person that you really want to be in life. Does that make sense? Let me know in the comment section. But again, that's all I have for you today. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel and leave a comment in the comment section down below. And of course, I'll see you again on the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.